We are exactly 2 weeks away from the happiest time of year, or the worst time of year, depending on how you look at it. August 1st. Now, for many of you who are listening to this, you already know what that means. But for those who don't know what that day means and the significance to Texas marching band that it has, we need to kind of do a refresher course because it's been a while since we've had like normal rules. So, I'm gonna go over summer marching band stuff. I'm going to go over what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, give you a little bit of a timeline. I hope it all makes sense by the end of it, but if not, hey, this stuff's online, whatever. With that being said, good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It's a pleasure and honor to talk to you again. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Let's get to it. So, there are rules and regulations, and if you're a parent listening to this and this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. My name's Daniel Valdez. Moderator, the live blogger for TexasFans.com. Hope you'll join us this season. We got some exciting stuff coming up very, very, very soon. So, if you're wondering why your kid is already stressed out, if you're wondering why certain programs do a schedule one way and other programs do a schedule another way, it's because every program's got a little bit of a different way of doing summer marching band. Like I said, there are rules, regulations telling you what is permitted, what's not permitted, and I'll give you dates and timelines and all that fun stuff. I actually wrote down notes on this because I don't want to get anything wrong, and I'll probably get something wrong anyway, but who cares? All right, so here's how it works. From th this is, this is pertains to rehearsal times, music, movement, marching, choreography, that sort of stuff, and I'll kind of give disclaimers as we go along. So, the UIL, University Interscholastic League, hi. They have all sorts of rules that they need to that every program has to abide by. Basically, no exceptions. Limits on rehearsals, rehearsal time. Here's what we're looking at. From the end of school in the spring until August 1st, you are allowed, usually you're allowed 10 hours of marching fundamental rehearsal time. That's changed this year, and it changed last year because of the whole pandemic thing. UIL wanted to give a little bit more time for programs to kind of get together and work on marching fundamentals because getting together last season was very, very, very much a challenge because of the whole pandemic deal. Now this year, last year they gave you 20 hours. This year going to do the same thing. They're going to extend it by 1 year. I wouldn't be surprised if they made this a permanent rule. But 20 hours of marching fundamental rehearsal time. That's very important because it's very specific about what you can do for marching, what you can do for music, which sections of the program can do all sorts of stuff. So, 20 hours from the end of school in the spring until August 1st, 20 hours can be dedicated to marching fundamental rehearsal time. Cool? Cool. Here's the big thing. No marching band drill or choreography for that marching band show can be learned before August 1st. This is why we call August 1st Texas Marching Band Day. This is why we call August 1st Happy Drill Day. That is the day, that is the shotgun day, where every single program in the state of Texas, whether you're Conference 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, can't wait till we get to a 9A. That's going to be something. It'll probably just be North Shore and Allen in those programs, in that conference. Doesn't matter what conference you're in the state of Texas. Doesn't matter how big your program is. It doesn't matter whether you're going to Grand Nationals or you're trying to get to state or you're just going to do a local contest. Every single marching band program in the state of Texas starts their drill on August 1st, and not a day or an hour beforehand, because that is a big, big, big no-no. No drill, no choreography before August 1st. Your exception to that. The color guard can learn choreography for the marching band show before August 1st, but they cannot be staged, they can't learn any drill, and they cannot be staged on the field until August 1st. But they can learn choreo because they don't play any instruments, unless they're, like, really awesome. That'd be great if a color guard put all their stuff down and played instruments. That actually happened once. Shout out to Jackson Academy. The UIL interprets this rule as the color guard doesn't play instruments, so therefore their movement and their choreography is their instrument. Therefore, they're allowed to learn choreography beforehand, but they can't learn drill and they can't be staged on the field before August 1st. Music, however, is completely unlimited. You can have as many music rehearsals as you want. You can have them in person. You can do them virtually. You can do smart music assignments, which is the big thing nowadays. Trust me, I'm very glad we didn't have an advanced smart music system like we did. I'm glad we don't have an advanced smart music system like when I was marching. Because when I was marching, smart music wasn't that smart, and it was barely music. So a lot of pass-offs were done during class and before class or after class or whatever. Now everybody's got smart music assignments, and everybody like learns their music well before they can learn their drill. So music rehearsals, that's unlimited. You can do as much as you want during the summer marching band period. So that's why you see a lot of programs getting together and trying to learn the show music, because the sooner you learn the show music, the easier it's going to be to put that music on the field. Nowadays, the music's learned well before August 1st. Now we just add drill to it, and we try to make a marching show out of it. Back in the olden days, there would be times when, you know, you would start August 1st, and you would have one movement of drill pages. And maybe two movements of music. You wouldn't have a complete product. Nowadays, you're getting a complete product most of the time. So music, unlimited, as much as you want to do during the summer or marching band period. Now, here's the deal. And by the way, that's why you see drumline camps getting together like 2 weeks before the rest of the band gets together. They're allowed to do that because it's music. The only drawback is that the drumline cannot learn any drill. They cannot learn any choreography for the marching band show. They can't do any of that till August 1st. August 1st is your main day. But that's why you see drumline camps getting together a couple of weeks beforehand. They need those players to get together. They need to learn how to really be cohesive and learn how to play as a group and bond. And there's all sorts of stuff that has to go on to get a drumline to be playing well. August 1st, drill day. Happy drill day, Texas Marching Band Day. That's when we can all learn all the drill when you could start learning drill for the upcoming season's marching band show. Cool. From August 1st until your first day of school, it's basically the band buffet. You can practice as much as you want, as many fundamentals as you want, marching. You can learn as much drill as you want. You can have as many music rehearsals as you want. You can do whatever. That's why after August 1st, some programs really put you through the gauntlet. You're going to be there 8 hours a day for the next 2 or 3 weeks until school starts, because they're going to try to get that stuff done as much as possible. Trust me, I've seen it as an instructor, and I've been a part of it as a marching member. It is very difficult to learn drill and try to put music together when school has started, because as a marching member, I know my brain was completely all over the place. I got to deal with AP classes. I got to deal with trying to look cool in front of the ladies. I had to worry about all that stuff. And now you want me to stand out in the sun, 100 degree weather, and try to learn drill while I got all that stuff running through my head. It's very difficult to do. Almost impossible. And it's a very underrated challenge of the entire activity. August 1st until your first day of school, band buffet. As many rehearsals as you want. Some programs do 8 hours a day for 5 days out of the week. Some programs do less. Some programs do more. It really just depends. They can do whatever they want unless there is something that the district comes up with, if there's some sort of rule that says, hey, you can't do more than 5 hours per day between this period and this period, which most districts don't do that. Very important date, August 23rd. That is the fourth Monday in August 2021. So August 23rd is when the 8-hour rule kind of comes into effect. And it gets a little weird here. So in UIL, in case you don't know, UIL is famous for the 8-hour rule. 8-hour rule. What that means is you cannot rehearse. When you get to a certain point, you cannot rehearse more than 8 hours per week. Cannot rehearse more than 8 hours per week. That's usually when when school starts. School's in session, 8 hours per week. So August 23rd is the official day when the 8-hour rule for the calendar week, Sunday through Saturday, for the calendar week starts. Now here's this is where it gets a little complicated, because we have these things in Texas called districts of innovation. Your district qualifies for that sort of stuff. One of the perks is that you get to change the date of when your school starts. It used to be fourth Monday in August. Pretty much every single district in the state of Texas started then, so it was just one blanket rule. Fourth Monday in August, that's when we start the 8-hour rule, and you're on the honor system at that point. But now that we have districts of innovation, now that many, many, many school districts change the start date of their school year to year to make the semester days line up a little bit more, or be a little bit more even, now we got to put in kind of an exception. So here's how that works. If you start school before August 23rd, you get the 8-hour rule for the school week, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, you can do whatever you want. Weekends, do whatever you want. But if you start school before August 23rd, you get the 8-hour rule for the school week. This is proving to be a little bit of a challenge for some groups, because now, because of the whole pandemic thing and stuff had to go past their normal end date for the 2021 year, have to kind of make up for it a little bit. So a lot of districts are starting even earlier. We have districts starting the third week of August, the second week of August. There are some districts that are starting the first week of August. And UIL is not giving any leeway to that. So once your school starts, you're on the 8-hour rule. But if you start before the 23rd, that 8-hour rule only applies on a school week. For the districts that fall under that category, guess what? Saturdays usually is a long rehearsal. Now, some programs decide not to do that for various reasons. And that's kind of trying to make, the whole name of the game is to try to make things as even as possible. Even rehearsal time, as much as you can. So that's why the UIL says, if you start before the 23rd, the 8-hour rule is good for the school week. So you can go on a Saturday and do a 10-hour rehearsal on Saturday if you want. Because think about it. If there are other programs, we're trying to make it as even as possible. There are some programs where some programs are going to be in school while other programs are going to be rehearsing 10 hours a day. Because of the whole district of innovation thing. So how do you make that as even as possible? Do you just tell everybody, hey, you're under the 8-hour rule no matter what? Or do you try to adapt to what the districts are giving you? UIL has chosen to adapt to what the districts are giving them and try to make it as even as possible, as best as possible. It's a very difficult thing to balance. So that's why a lot of programs put a lot of work on the marching band student during the summer, because once school starts, they've got their own plans. They've got a marching band rehearsal during school, or when school starts, is very different, very, very different than what's going on in summer band right now. Because we're trying to learn as much as we can, because once school starts, you know, it's difficult to teach that stuff. It's difficult to teach that stuff after class or before class. By the way, I'm an after-school rehearsal proponent. You want to do Marching Band rehearsal in the morning, that's fine. But I'm the one that's got to try to go get a date afterwards. So 23rd, 8-hour rule for the school week. And then everybody comes together. Finally, 8-hour rule for the calendar week. Normal UIL 8-hour rule goes into place on the Tuesday after Labor Day. So that first week of September, essentially. There's a lot of rules, a lot of regulations to this. The name of the game is fair play. Try to make this as fair as possible for as many programs as possible. Now, is that difficult to do? Yes. Why? No, not because Waco, but because the state is so freaking huge that there are different philosophies depending on which part. West Texas has one philosophy of what marching band should be and how much time should be dedicated to it. The North Dallas area, or the northern part of Texas, the Dallas area has one philosophy. East Texas has one. Central Texas has one. The Valley has one. Everybody's got a different take on what marching band should be and how much time should be allocated towards that. And then you break it down even further. Which districts? What are the philosophies for each district? And then within the district, which schools have different philosophies than their brothers and sisters in the same district? It's a very complicated thing. Very complicated. But the name of the game, as always, is going to be fair play. Can we make it as even as possible? This is probably the best solution. And this is very unique. This is very unique to the state of Texas. Other states don't have as many restrictions on summer band as the state of Texas does, because they don't have as many schools to deal with. So that's kind of the skinny of what's going on with summer band. What you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So just kind of a review. 20 hours marching fundamentals from the end of school until August 1st. No drill, no choreography until August 1st. If you're the guard member, you get to learn choreography before August 1st, but you can't be staged on the field, and you can't learn any drill until August 1st. Music, you can have as many rehearsals as you want. A lot of this stuff is being done virtually through Smart Music and other apps like that. August 1st, happy drill day. Everybody in the state of Texas is allowed to learn the drill for their marching band, their competitive marching band show in the state of Texas. From August 1st until your first day of school, it's unlimited rehearsals, it's a band buffet, it's a free-for-all. Music, marching, drill, all that stuff. By the way, if you're a student or you're a parent of a student and they are not active right now doing stuff, getting acclimated to the heat, they will be very, very sorry that they did not do that when full-on marching band rehearsals begins. I cannot stress enough how important it is to get used to the heat, get used to carrying your instrument, get used to standing at attention, get used to doing a very physical activity in very hot Texas weather. August 23rd, 8-hour rule starts for the calendar week. If you start school before the 23rd, you get the 8-hour rule for the school week, but you can have a long rehearsal on a Saturday. The day after Labor Day, the Tuesday after Labor Day, everybody's on the 8-hour rule for the calendar week. Cool? Are we clear on that? Great. My job's done here. For everybody participating in Summer Marching Band, be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Drink lots of water. Bring a lot of energy. Try to learn as much as you can. Parents, don't fret. I'm sure your kids are safe. But make sure they're well taken care of. They probably need a hug every now and then, along with like good food and water and stuff. So, everybody participating in Summer Marching Band, please take care of yourselves. Be safe. Enjoy your time out there, because trust me, you're gonna miss it when it's gone. And after this last year, we know that things can be taken from us very, very quickly without our notice and without our permission. So just you know, don't take it for granted at all. I'm done here. I will talk to you next week. Next week we got to talk about what are we gonna talk about? Oh, I know where. Okay, teaser for next week. Is there an advantage? Who's got the advantage? The programs that went full out and tried to have a marching season during a pandemic, or the programs that decided to, quote, take a year off? We'll see. We'll go over that next week. I'm still formulating on how I think about that because I'm a normal person, which means I don't decide what to think every within 5 seconds of hearing it. I'm done here. I will talk to you all soon. Please take care of yourselves, and thank you so much for listening. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.